So before we start the Gemara, just one ha'ara as it relates to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, Hakol chayavim b'ri'iyah, chutz, micheresh, shoita, and then the Mishnah said katan. A katan is pata from ri'iyah. And the Mishnah itself was medayik, that it sounds like we're saying, that a katan is pata from ri'iyah midday raisa, which is pashit, but also that a katan is pata from ri'iyah midrabanan, which is not so pashit. And the reason that's not so pashit is because there's a mitzvah of chinuch. And ordinarily, even though Katan doesn't have any obligation to do mitzvahs deiraisa, but his father has a mitzvah to be mechanech the Katan. So the Mishnah said, Ezeu Katan, what's the Katan of the Mishnah? That not only is Patim deiraisa, but doesn't even have a mitzvah chinuch, there's even Patim Rabbana. And that we had a machloikis between Beishamah and Beisol. So two things. Number one, Rashi says, Dibur Amascho, Ezehu Katan. Quote, Avo Mikan ve'elach, once the Katan gets older, according to Beishamah, he's old enough that he can go up to the Harabayis on his father's shoulders. According to Beisilo, he's older than that. He's old enough that he could hold his father's hand and go up to the Harabayis. So says Rashi, Mikan ve'elach, afal pisha inichai minatayra, even though there's no chiyav midei raisa for this cotton to be oil regal, but hitilu chachamim al ovi va'al imay lechan chay b'mitzvahs. But at the same time, the chachamim were matal on the father and the mother, to be mechanech this child b'mitzvahs. In other words, Rashi's explaining the Mishnah the way we explain the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is saying that you're potter not only midday rice and even midday rabbanon, but only up until a certain age. But once you come to a certain age, then even though you're not going to be chayim midday rice, but at the same time, you are going to be chayim midday rabbanon. Now, if you look carefully at Rashi, Rashi says that once the cotton reaches a certain age, hitilu chachamim al oviv ve'al imoy lechanecha b'mitzvahs. Then not only does the father have a mitzvah to be mechanech, but if there's no father, or maybe even if there is a father, the mother would have a chiyuv to be mechanech as well. And the truth is that this Rashi is a very important maramakim, because there's a discussion in the Rishonim whether the mitzvah of chinuch is only the father's mitzvah, or whether the mitzvah of chinuch is the mother's mitzvah as well. This is something we've spoken about in the past. Two maramakimis, just right off the bat, is the Tosfos Yeshanim in the Masechtas Yuma Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, and Rabbi Kiva Eger in Gilyon Hashas in Masechtas Sukkah Daf Beis Amud Beis. So this is a major discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim, whether or not the mother has a mitzvah of chinuch, or maybe the mitzvah of chinuch is exclusive to the father. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, so that laws of chinuch are mentioned in Hilchas Shabbos from all places. It's in Hilchas Shabbos, it's in Simen Shin Mem Gimel. So the Mechaber over there says, katan oichel nevelos, ein bezem mitzvah lafrishoy, that if a katan is oichel nevelos, a katan is eating something that he's not allowed to eat, bezem doesn't have an obligation to stop him from eating. Aval aviv, mitzvah ligar bay lafrishoy. But his father does. Why? Because the father has a mitzvah of chinuch. Beis Din doesn't have a mitzvah of chinuch. So the Mishnah Brura, and it's Siv Katan Beis, says, V'yesh me'achroinim she'soivrim, the mitzvah's chinuch mutal gal al ho'ein. What's the Mishnah Brura saying? Because the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is, Avol aviv mitzvah ligarboy. It sounds like it's only the father's chiyuv. It's not the mother's chiyuv. So says the Mishnah Brura that even though the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is very mashma, that the mitzvah of chinuch is only the father's mitzvah, the mitzvah of chinuch is not the mother's mitzvah, stating that, V'yesh me'achroinim she'soivrim, the mitzvah's chinuch mutal gam alein. But either way, this Rashi tucked away right in the beginning of the Masechta is an important Rashi in the Sugi of chinuch, because Rashi says clearly that the mitzvah of chinuch is not only a mitzvah of the father, it's a mitzvah of the mother.